How can planning with a focus on automobile transportation impact residents of a city? Graham Correll Allen, a public artist in Baltimore, dives into the history of Druid Hill Park's infrastructure and the effect on African American and Jewish residents. He talks about the lasting effects of the planning in the neighborhood, the need for physical access to the park for people who don't drive, and his efforts to increase that access.
If you've recently visited Baltimore's Druid Hill Park, you may have encountered a long row of orange and white plastic barriers running along Druid Park Lake Drive and across the 28th Street Bridge. This is the Big Jump Baltimore Shared Use Path, championed by local residents like myself, 7th District Councilman Leon Pinkett, Baltimore City Department of Transportation, and Bikemore. This temporary project counteracts decades of highway expansion with a protected space for pedestrians, wheelchair riders, and bicyclists. I make cities more inclusive and livable through public art and civic engagement. Neighbors and I have been creating public art along the Big Jump pathway to make it safer for all people to enjoy the cultural and health benefits of Druid Hill Park. Half of residents around Druid Hill Park do not own cars, so why does the area feel like a suburban highway? From the 1940s through the 1960s, car-focused transportation projects drastically changed the face of the park. The city's goal was faster commute times for downtown workers living in the suburbs. Proposed in 1945, the Druid Hill Expressway would convert Druid Hill Avenue and McCullough Street to one-way thoroughfares, connecting with a widened and extended Occhentrolley Terrace. By 1947, the highway plans had sparked a robust public debate. NAACP Labor Secretary Clarence Mitchell Jr. argued that increased traffic speeds through West Side neighborhoods would imperil Black residents effectively barred by racist real estate practices from moving to the very suburbs that the highway would serve. Sharei Tefillah Synagogue Rabbi Nathan Drazen expressed concern that traffic would endanger children attending Hebrew school, as well as the throngs of congregants who traditionally walked down the middle of Occhentrolley Terrace during the High Holy Days. Nevertheless, the local council members were asked by James Pollock, then head of the powerful Trenton Democratic Club, to ignore their constituent opposition and support what he considered to be a, quote, citywide highway effort. It didn't hurt that plans for extending Occhentrolley Terrace just happened to end at Anoka Avenue, the calm tree-lined street that Mr. Pollock called home. In 1951, Mayor Thomas D'Alessandro Jr. proposed the Jones Falls Expressway. Druid Park Lake Drive would need to be expanded to serve as a feeder road for this new highway. Ensuing years of residents' protest were ignored, and construction began in 1956. Completion of the 1948 Druid Hill Expressway and 1963 Jones Falls Expressway resulted in the widening of Occhentrolley Terrace and Druid Park Lake Drive. Two-lane, park-front residential streets became dangerous 5-to-9-lane-wide highways. These expressways literally paved the way for white flight while cutting off the surrounding working-class African-American and Jewish neighborhoods from the park. Local residents deserve priority access to Druid Hill Park. For the first time in over 50 years, pedestrians, wheelchair riders, and bicyclists can now safely cross the Jones Falls Expressway thanks to the Big Jump Shared Use Path. More work needs to be done, but the Big Jump is a step in the right direction towards reconnecting our neighborhoods with Druid Hill Park.
For more information about Correll Allen's work, visit grahamprojects.com. Maryland Humanities is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by Maryland Humanities for WIPR. For Maryland Humanities, I'm Phoebe Stein.